New York City Congressman Charles Rangel has been charged with violating congressional ethics rules. That's the conclusion of a bipartisan panel. Eight members of the House Committee on Standards and Official Conduct plan to start deliberating the matter next week. The 40-year veteran has come under scrutiny for not accounting for income from a rental property and using official congressional stationery to fundraise for a school named after him. In a statement, Rangel says he's pleased the accusations will finally be settled. At the same time, he's facing his toughest reelection bid yet, campaigning against four fellow Democrats in the party primary. WNYC's Ozzie Paber spent time with Rangel and brings us the story.
This is just taking the test here. You can't be too sure.
Congressman Rangel is at an armory on 142nd Street for a health fair with constituents. While he's there, he gets his blood tested.
So where would the results be sent?
As the nurse finds a vein in his arm, Rangel chats. He says he didn't want to break anyone's arm in order to get them to reshape the financial regulation bill that could have devastated New York's economy.
A lot of people did not know that what we do on Wall Street, most anyone can do it. We want a protection, but we didn't want to punish. And so the more and more people, hey, Benny, getting the PSA?
Assemblyman Denny Farrell of Northern Manhattan walks by. He's only 78. They chat for a moment about doctor's appointments. Rangel's opponents on the campaign trail are also talking about the realities of the aging congressman.
We often, in our community, wait for the retirement ceremony or the memorial service before we start preparing for the inevitable.
Former aide to the 21-term congressman, Vince Morgan, is a local banker with a degree from Columbia. But he and three other candidates basically say the same thing. Rangel's time is over, and it's time for someone new. They each also score points off of Rangel's considerable tenure.
I think voters believe, you know, Rangel has lost his mind.
Assemblyman Adam Clayton Powell IV says the congressman isn't as focused as he used to be. Powell is the son of the congressman Rangel defeated in 1971 in order to get into Congress. The younger Powell had great name recognition in the district until he was arrested for drunk driving. There were other public accusations of wrongdoing, but ultimately, charges were never filed, and Powell escaped with unflattering headlines and a bruised public identity. With a recognizable last name and a history of winning elections in the area, Powell is still considered the strongest opponent. Labor activist Jonathan Tessini, a Washington Heights resident and the only white candidate in the race, argues that Rangel is the cause for gentrification in the district.
Charlie Rangel has not been a defender of the average person's right to have decent housing. Now, I would put in parentheses, it's ironic that one of his ethical issues has to do with a very generous, how should I say it, housing allowance that he has.
Business executive Joyce Johnson, the only woman in the race, is playing the pragmatist. She's running for the third time in the district and has some ties to Washington because she was an early Obama supporter.
I don't want to get into an intellectual debate on anything. There's a full agenda of stuff that we have to do. And the American people are saying, you either do it now without debate, without rancor, or even with debate and rancor, but move quickly to some solutions.
There's plenty of points to score off of Rangel. But for his opponents, none of them appear to add up to a victory. Rangel has tacked to the left on the war, taking away some of the ammunition Tessini and Powell have been firing. And his work on protecting the financial industry is leaving Morgan and Johnson with little to talk about, which is why Rangel, a decorated Korean War veteran, doesn't flinch when blood is drawn. In fact, he says the attacks invigorate him and his supporters.
The problems that I'm facing in Washington, I think just getting 80% of the vote would be a failure to demonstrate the relationship that I have with my constituents.
If we get greedy, you know, just let somebody else handle that.
Out on the street in Harlem, Robert Brown argues with a companion about whether Rangel should stay in office.
So, it's time for him to go now, man. Give a younger man a chance. Maybe he come up with better ideas for Harlem. What's wrong with that?
A few blocks south of Rangel's Harlem office, Cornelius Parker is pushing an ice cream cart with his wife nearby. She supports Rangel, so Cornelius does too. Then their friend, Scott Randall, a local barber, joins them.
If the question is he valuable enough? Absolutely. Had it not been for these attacks right now, we wouldn't be having this conversation. It would just be, you know, just business as usual.
What you ought to do is just...
Before Rangel leaves the armory, he tells me voters have his back.
They kind of think that one person in the community made a national difference and that I belong to them, like I tell the wife. It doesn't mean that they're going to lose sleep over me. Hey, darling. So glad to see you. But it does mean that they care enough.
The Democratic primary is September 14th. For WNYC, I'm Ozzie Papera.
A House subcommittee of Democrats and Republicans will review the charges against Rangel next week.